It's over at 9:40. And we're back into regular s-
Eight.
Oh, 8:40, okay, sorry.
8:35.
8:30.
Here's the clock.
Oh, sheesh.
The official clock.
Okay, I did a real good job on that one, didn't I?
Shaking up that bad, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so do I hear a motion from anybody?
Nominate Charles Garcia.
Okay, do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay. All in favor, would you please raise your hands? Okay, we have four then, okay. And then Charles Garcia, I guess you have the nomination. Where you at? There you are. Okay, and the rest of you, I still wanna say thank you for coming. We do appreciate all the work you put in this community because you have put a lot in, all of you that applied for this position. Is there anything else we have to do, Jim?
No, sir. There were four affirmative votes. That's what's the minimum required.
Okay. All right, then if Charles, I guess if you wanna come up, we're gonna swear you in because we need a new council member here.
I have a question. Should I resign my other position before I swear in this one?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Okay, yeah.
We can stand up here, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
Mr. Garcia, you've been assuming your seat.
You're on the hot seat now. Okay, unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business?
The tennis courts. Are we really going to test them tomorrow morning?
Yeah, the mayor's going to read a note about it.
Okay. I don't have any unfinished business.
Nobody else has unfinished business? Okay, new business.
I got one.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken. Caleb.
I've been asked by several people around town, why doesn't City Hall have ADT access to our front doors out here? We've got people in town that comes to City Hall quite often in a wheelchair, and they have one heck of a time getting to that front door. And I think it's way past the time that something should be done. This is our centennial year. Let's update our town at least a few years, you know. Can't go back to 100 years ago, but at least we can update it within the last 10 years. I think it should have been done when the building was built. Those codes were in force back in those days even. Why it didn't happen, I don't know. But I think that it should be looked into, find out the cost, and get it done.
Yeah, Amy and I talked about that today, and we already started that process. You're right, we didn't know, I didn't think about it myself, so. Okay. But yeah, we're moving that direction, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Get it installed.
What we need to do to complete that is the parking is compliant, the ramp and the sidewalks are compliant. What is not compliant is the ability to open the doors, which takes that silver round button that's pushed. And that's what we'll look into, and we'll come back to you with comments.
Okay, Ken, did you have?
Yeah, we've had extraordinary weather. Weekend's been really nice. But the park bathrooms, I don't think, are open yet.
They're not.
And
he was here Saturday and went to use
it's
them.
Very
so
hard.
I got a call from our city attorney.
Yeah, it's very hard to convince a 4-year-old girl to go into an outhouse. and it's really hard to get them to wait, too. So if they could try to work on getting the restrooms opened up a little earlier this year, hopefully our weather holds out for us and we keep on enjoying this nice weather.
You're right, normally they're open a little later. We got caught with just good weather and everybody's using the park, so it's sooner than normal, but we'll get them done.
Just a comment, I drove by Lions Park Sunday. There were Little League kids on one diamond, there were adults on another diamond practicing slow pitch. There was, I don't know how many people on the tennis court wearing it out before you decide what to do with it. And there must have been 30 or 35 kids at the basketball courts. Mm-hmm. And there were, I think, two family gatherings going on, had barbecues there and stuff. Like, that place is used all the time. I didn't get down to Kiwanis.
Yeah, very busy too.
Obviously the thing.
Yep, this good weather.
So that's one thing I think that's something we need to sell around here is we've got great parks.
Any other new business?
Going through warrants today, I noted that there was a sum of money paid out for chairs and they were marked for council chambers, and I thought I'd get a new chair tonight. Who got the new chairs? Yeah.
We did.
Because we had
those.
See how they are? You give them 5% raise.
Well, the worst thing is that's in my office a little bit going and went over backwards because mine broke.
You only get a new chair, Mark, after the next election.
Yeah, I guess. However, to make up for that indiscretion, I would like, do we get extra credit, if we could get an org chart of the city.
There's one in the budget book every year.
Including all our new police officers, because where I'm coming from is I come in and approve payroll, I'd like to know who's working for us and should be paid.
Right.
And you get extra credit if you do an org chart with pictures. I think that would be something that would be really nice so council knows who's working for the city. I used to know everybody, I don't anymore.
Mr. Spore, could that be discussed with the police chief before it's done?
Yeah.
The only reason I'm suggesting that is you are creating a public record. And Othello did not, but about a year ago this time, a resident of the state penitentiary, a career criminal, contacted several other cities wanting the picture, the name, home address, and everything of every city employee. We found a way to avoid it because he didn't have the money to pay in advance for the copies, but there are people like Mr. Parmalee out there. So I understand your
good
wish,
point.
But I would
yes.
ask if that might be.
Yes, I would certainly respect that.
Thank you.
To match what you want to make sure that identified names on payroll match up with a person so there's not a ghost person being
yes.
paid. Yes. That's what the auditors look for, too. We can certainly do that part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. That's why we pay you the big bucks. The other thing that in the warrants. Is there was a stack of about 20 pieces of land the city owes. And of course, we don't pay taxes on that, but we have to pay a $5 weed permit thing. I would be curious as to what all land the city owns. So if someone could take like a map like this and just highlight what lots and pieces of property the city owns around town, that would be of interest to me. Just so we can tell people if we have, I know there was a lot up where I live that by the migrant daycare that the city owned and people had no idea and mm-hmm. it was later sold. And so if we could put that together, that would be, I think, very helpful to us to see what, you know, obviously you don't need to highlight the streets and alleys, that,
sure.
But other lots that the city owns and if there's potential for growth on those lots and where they're located.
Okay, be happy to.
And then for the tennis courts, when we're gonna test them, he's gonna be still, all I have to say is that we have tennis practice tomorrow. So if we have to squeegee or use an air blower or whatever, they need to be dry by 3 tomorrow, please.
Do you have some time after 9 o'clock? We've got an extra squeegee.
No, but I got it part of an air blower. Right?
By 3 o'clock.
Please.
Any other new business? Okay, Mayor's announcements. The Adams County Community Network Committee has requested a replacement for John Rosenay. He was appointed 3 months ago and, as you know, has recently vacated his position on the committee. Is there anybody interested in being on that?
What was that committee?
Adams County Community Network Committee.
They give away a lot of money.
Do you know how often they meet, Eamon, or anybody?
Chief goes to them.
First Tuesday of every month, once a month.
First Tuesday?
Dinner meeting, it lasts about 2 hours.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Okay.
Charles? Okay, great. Yeah, we'll also fill you in on other positions you'll get to inherit since you're taking that position. We want to get both feet in right away.
I know how the system works. Tony actually had a lot of jobs when he came on, so.
Yeah. Okay, there also has been a delay in the opening of SR 24, bummer, on Broadway until March 18th. Delay is due to weather, the telephone company delays, and additional excavation needs. So everybody knows.
Wait.
We're not happy to Evergreen.
Wait, who said weather? That's weak.
It's in the contract between DOT and the contractor, and weather's been an issue for them.
Yeah, really.
The telephone company was in the way. They didn't get out for 3 days.
Well, I can buy that, but to blame it on weather, that's.
Just so you know, the other part is they found a irrigation line today that was spewing water. The irrigation district didn't even know existed there. So that was another delay.
So it was originally scheduled to open up the 9th.
Somebody said today.
And now it's out to the 18th?
Wait a minute. 17-5, no, I thought it was a 10th.
Wow.
Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah.
That weather issue, they were very well aware of that when we made that date or the time that they were in there. And I could almost say that that weather had been reverse of what it should be. So that would have been another 2 week delay.
I kind of went down there and visited with them just because of some of the stuff that was going on down at work. And they were down in there digging and they were in clay. You mix water with clay and it gets very slick. And plus the day that they were supposed to be doing the storm drain, it was raining, so they couldn't do that, so that set them back. So I know just from talking to the people down there that there was a few things that were going on.
Okay. The tennis courts will be flooded Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., so if anybody's interested in being there, you're welcome to come. That's tomorrow at 9.
You're not going to drive trucks on the court to flood it, are you?
No, we're using the irrigation system.
Okay, well, this means cancel or over. Thank you.
Good.
Okay. Hey, Eamon. Since Doug didn't come, maybe I'll go down to. Since Doug didn't come, I'll go down to public works.
10:30. Yeah, 10:30 is your break.
10:30.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the beautification.
Well, I will. 12:30, they come back from lunch.
12:30.
So 8 or 3:30. Any one of those times.
I'll let you know. Look at my schedule.
I'd rather
take it down there and present it.
Okay. Put all those. I want to send a copy of that to the paper. They didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
So we'll send a copy
to the big park.
I assume it's good weather at farmers. I think it's okay.
They're busy down there. They're busy down there.
Oh, yeah.